This is Rusty Tanton.
And Amber Ray.
And you're listening to Mostly ITP on the Georgia Podcast Network, the show that has hot music, cold drinks, black lighting, and go-go girls. The date is August 10th.
And I have some material for you today. Okay, here's what happened. Last weekend, I went to Augusta, and my parents dumped this big box of stuff on me. And there was a lot of artifacts in there from the 70s, including two priceless magazines here. One is called The Scene in Greater Augusta. It's dated November 22nd to December 5th, 1971. The other one is from, you know, around about that same time, but it doesn't have a date on it. It's just called Augusta Guide. Now, these things are chock full of good material. Interestingly enough, I learned something about my dad that I didn't know. I learned that he owned the very first go-go club in Augusta.
That's excellent.
Because, and as he explained, they were the precursor to strip clubs. They didn't have strip clubs back then.
Oh.
They had go-go clubs, and he had the first, and then everyone else who opened one after that was copying him.
He was an innovator.
He was. And I, on this, His go-go club that he owned was called the Midas Lounge, and it has a full-page ad in both of these magazines, and my grandfather had written Richard's Place in Augusta above each of them, so that's how it came up. But anyway, apparently in the early 70s, Augusta had a real hopping
pretty swinging nightlife.
I mean, that's how it appears anyway.
There was a whole page full of bars that were advertising themselves. I mean, there were enough bars there that the advertisements actually started to get repetitive. Hence the hot music, cold drinks, black lighting, and go-go girls.
I mean, that's
intro.
The gist of it.
Because
that's, what,
that's what was popular, was the black lighting and the go-go girls.
I was amused that they were all advertising black lighting. That's just sort of...
Yeah, I guess that it was a relatively new thing at the time.
Yeah.
One thing I found interesting about both of those magazines is that all of the advertisements, even for big corporations, were illustrated. And I would like to know who did those illustrations, how long they took, etc. Whether it was each company provided an original illustration or whether the magazine had one illustrator who did all the illustrations.
Yeah, I should try to find that out.
Inquiring minds would like to know.
And, you know, everything was typeset by hand because you can tell where some of the letters aren't even.
You can also tell the stuff that was thrown together at the end of the month because there's a ton of typos in it.
Yeah. Well, and also it's worth pointing out, I don't know who published The Scene in Augusta, but the Augusta Guide, which seems to be the lower quality of the two, and it's shorter.
It looks like a circa 1910 baseball card or something on the cover there.
Yeah, I don't know what this is about. I mean, it's sort of, like, it's got lopsided text. It's got a lot of typos. It's just got stuff that doesn't make sense. But the guy who printed this, here's the story about this guy. His name...
What about this guy?
He was known as Zully. His real name was Zoltan. And I don't remember his last name. I wish I could remember it. It was something crazy. Apparently, he was Turkish. Well, he was involved in many things in addition to printing Augusta magazines. For one, he was later busted for child pornography. This was after he had been in the stolen car business and sold, among other things, sold a hot Cadillac to his father-in-law. Obviously, his wife divorced him at some point during this time. I think maybe the child porn was what finally did it.
He was involved in some other crimes too, wasn't he?
I think that his, and I don't remember.
Counterfeit
if,
money?
Well, yeah, the counterfeit money, I don't know if we know that for a fact, but there's a good chance his printing business was a front for printing counterfeit
money. It just sounds to me like this guy failed to specialize, is basically what his issue was. He needed to just pick a crime and stick with it.
Yeah, don't try to branch out, you know, into all the different areas. You can't be all things to all people.
I mean, counterfeiting, child pornography, those don't... I don't know how
stolen cars.
Yeah, I don't know. Those are different skill sets.
And that's why the FBI came and took his ass away.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we're going to start here with some readings from First from the scene in Augusta. And
tell us about the covers of these things, because they're
the cover of this
phenomenal.
One has a band on it, a band of five fellas, mop top guys.
This is another thing that seemed to be popular
with
back then.
Bell bottoms and what do you call those kind of shoes? They had the big heels on
platform
them.
Shoes?
Yeah, but I thought there was another name. But yeah, and a couple of them have child molester mustaches and they were the Partridge Inn's D Brothers and D Band have two new records released today. That's what it says on the cover. Yeah.
They were like boy bands, but creepy old men.
This is also really not nearly as effective without seeing the ads yourself. And so
guess,
I might have to scan some
guess.
Of it. Like the first one, I open up the scene in Augusta. Very first inside page is a full page ad. For, let's see, San Sushi Agogo, which was a nightclub, located in the fabulous Uptowner Motor Inn at Reynolds Street and 8th, which I believe now is a parking lot or something. Under magic black light, home of the Whomper, biggest drink in town. The Bikini Dancers, come see and tell your friends. And then we have an illustration of two bikini dancers. This girl looks like this.
Those aren't bikinis, though.
It's like a skirt thing with hearts.
It's a one piece, though. It looks like.
Yeah, and she's like covering herself up, and beside one of them it says "Oops," and then besides the other one it says "Yeah," and they both have three exclamation points. There's also a drawing of a drink glass, and it says 14 ounces, the Whomper, and so I guess that's. I really would like to know what goes in the Whomper.
Yeah.
Later down it says, ever been whomped? No, you haven't been to the Sans Sushi. Continuous
excellent.
Entertainment starts at 8 p.m. Seeing is believing. I mean, this is just so awesome. Okay, and then on the next page, we have the fun spot downtown. Mimesis, topless, go, topless. Topless, go, topless. Peekaboo, baby dolls. Girls, 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 loveliest dancers in town, plus hot music, cold drinks, blacklighting. A ton of fun. Action, action.
Isn't that actually the Cock and Bull Lounge?
Yes, it is.
In the bottom right
corner.
It
is the Cock and Bull Lounge, but it's described as the fun spot downtown.
Excellent.
You can make friends quickly here.
Did they advertise a motel next to it?
Yes, Warwick Motel.
So you can make friends quickly and take them to the motel.
Yes.
Am I missing step B there or step C?
Well, and it also has special rates for commercial men.
What the hell is a commercial man?
I don't know. Moving right along to Western Sizzlin'. I think we can skip reading from the Western Sizzlin' ad.
We can skip it.
The Shangri-La Supper Club. And it should be noted that my parents went to all these places. So they had personal stories about a lot of these places, a lot of these people. The owners, you know, my mom would point to some of them and be like, oh, she's a realtor now, you know. This ad is kind of boring. Okay, let's see. The Riverboat Restaurant and Lounge, Luxury for Less, Augusta's Finest Cuisine. Everything is Augusta's Finest or Augusta's Best.
Yeah, I don't know how everything can be
now,
the finest.
Now, here we go.
Is it a tie?
A full-page ad with a pink background. Massage, sauna room, steam baths, exercise, all girl staff in really big letters. A photo of, I guess, one of the girl staffers.
She looks kind of like a dumber Dusty Springfield.
Yeah, she's very busty. She's got her eyebrow cocked. Relieve that pent-up tension with a massage and sauna.
And a happy ending.
The Palmetto Health Club. We make you feel great. And then it's got a phone number and directions and across from Cozy Court Motel.
I interjected the part about happy ending. That's not really
No, that's not really in the end. But they do make you feel great, and they are next to the Cozy Court Motel, spelled with K's.
Nice and cozy.
Yeah. Moving right along.
Oh, you should read the Cellar ad, because they advertise. See, it starts with the Cellar.
Okay, but actually it starts with dancing, entertainment. The Cellar. Shh, the quiet place. Always entertainment. Never intrudes on your intimate conversation. The Cellar is fast becoming a habit for the personal people. That sounds really ESL.
Yeah.
I don't know who wrote this ad. Okay. Now we have the Midas Lounge. This is the full page ad for the Midas Lounge, which was my dad's place. It has a wonderfully drawn illustration. I might have to scan this one. Of some girls coming out of a... What do you call that? Magic lantern?
Like a genie's lamp?
Yeah, yeah, like a genie's lamp. And one of them has a thought bubble and is saying, "For fun's sake, come." And the O is a heart. Now, Midas Lounge, Bikini Go-Go. Only go-go lounge in county outside city limits. Open 4 p.m. till... Rhythm light organ. All new lighting effects. Light work... Wait, let me start over. All new lighting effects... Lights work to tones. Music, flashing lights, pattern lighting, black lighting.
Flashing lights. I mean, what are they? Is it like a special ed class? I mean, they may as well just write shiny on there.
We'll
ooh,
go
get
you
shiny. Ooh, look at the shiny.
And then there's the adjoining Gold Room restaurant, which says it serves the largest, in quotation marks, steak in town. And I asked my dad about that because that is incorrect. Either it's the largest or it isn't. And he doesn't know who green-lighted this ad. Clearly it wasn't him. Moving right along. Okay. These are restaurants. That's boring. Okay, now.
What about these fucking guys?
Two-page ad. We have This Week at Kitten's Corner. And the K in corner is spelled with a K. The Rhodes Brothers. Now we have a big old photo of three other mop-top guys and, you know, polyester pantsuits.
Somebody apparently thought this was a good idea.
I don't know, but here's what it says. Ladies and gentlemen, it gives us at Kitten's Corner great pleasure to present the Rhodes Brothers, the greatest show group that has ever appeared in Augusta, Georgia.
Ever?
I really doubt that. And they also tout themselves as Augusta's most popular nightclub. So, I mean, I guess they have maybe delusions.
That Kitten's Corner, it looks kind of like that strip club that's down the road from where we live, actually. The, I don't know.
Pinups?
Pinups. Like, the sign, for some reason, looked to me like
that. Yeah, but
that.
This has an actual kitten on it, which is much cooler.
Yeah, but Pinups is kind of funny.
Now for
that place is trashy.
Yeah. And it has an inappropriate apostrophe. Now for a side note, an ad for a wig store, Wigs by Tiffany. Be the woman he wants you to be.
Some piece of work this is.
I don't know. I mean, I guess, did men want their women to wear wigs?
You know what? It would creep me the fuck out, all right? If
I'm not going to wear a wig.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, are you going to be in a play? Did you lose all your hair to chemotherapy? I mean, those are about the only reasonable explanations for wearing a wig I can think of.
Now, we've reached what might be the best part of this magazine, the On the Town section, which is just a bunch of classified ads for basically all the nightclubs that have been had the full or half-page ads thus far. So they're all listed here, and they all have their little descriptions. So we'll just read through several of them. Sans Sushi Lounge. Discotheque. See the gyrations of the go-go girls performing on a round table, just in quotation marks, right before your eyes and under the effects of black lighting. Go where the action is, open 4 p.m. Kitten's Corner. Top entertainment and show groups appearing all the time at Augusta's newest nightclub. Also, attractive and well-endowed cocktail waitresses in kitten outfits to serve your favorite beverage.
What do they mean by well endowed? I assume they're going with the titties there, but
of course they're going with the
titties. But I mean, I hear well endowed and I think cock.
Maybe the kittens have a little surprise.
Yeah, that would be quite a surprise.
It's a niche market, I guess. Let's see.
That's pretty racy for Augusta in 19 whatever.
Well, all of it is racy. I mean, the 70s were no joke, I guess. I don't know. The Cave Lounge. For a nice, quiet, pleasant, relaxing evening among friends, with the only excitement being the gyrations of our lovely go-go girls, visit the Cave. Everybody's gyrating.
They have a couple of those lovely go-go girls on the next page there. They look like somebody put something in their drink.
Yeah, they do. The Carousel. For dancing and continuous big-name entertainment, visit Augusta's largest nightclub in the heart of downtown. Popular miniskirt contest every Wednesday night with a $50 cash prize. Apparently my parents knew somebody who racked up about $2,500 and mini skirt contest winnings, and also a stereo.
Wow. That was sort of like our streak at Sidelines of winning like 18 consecutive movie trivias. We didn't pay a tab in like 4 months.
It's sort of like that.
It's like, you know, that's like the version for uncool people. But you know, hell, we did drink a lot and we didn't pay a lot.
Cock and Bull Lounge. This is the entertainment lounge downtown where there's action, hot music, cold drinks, black lighting, and go-go girls. Make friends quickly at the fun spot downtown. Join us. Xanadu Lounge. Visitors, military personnel, and conventioneers are invited to join local residents in one of Augusta's newest, most attractive, and intimate lounges, the Xanadu. Well, they didn't say anything about gyrations, so I don't know why you'd go there.
I am pro-gyration.
Yeah. Alpine Lounge. This is the home base, quotation marks, for the nicest people in town to cool it and meet friends or make new ones in an informal and comfortable manner.
I like cool it in quotes.
It's quiet, relaxing, and air-conditioned. Apparently, the air-conditioning was their big draw. So,
that was a big gimmick.
I mean, I can't believe... Surely all the other places...
I can't even imagine going to some fucking dance club. I mean, I don't dance anyway, but I mean, like, to go to a dance club without air-conditioning, what the...
In Augusta? Yeah. That's ridiculous.
That just shouldn't ever happen.
For a new treat, visit the new Cadaver Lounge, where there is live entertainment nightly in a unique and intimate atmosphere. The Cadaver Lounge apparently was close to MCG. Which, on another note, my mom apparently once dated a guy who was a medical student, and one night they went and looked at the cadavers, which I think would be an awesome date.
Yeah, let's do it. Well, let's do it and let's podcast the shit out of it.
You're not a medical student, and neither am I.
Well, let's go find some.
I don't think we can just...
Can't we just go look for cadavers? I mean, it's publicly funded universities. They're paid for with my tax dollars. You can go in Knoxville. There's like one of the biggest store like places for cadavers anywhere.
Cold storage.
Yeah, like you can go look at a lot of dead people. I think it's called The Farm or something like that.
What the fuck? Why are they all
like,
there?
Like, it's a rite of passage that I apparently forgot to go through because I was drinking or something.
No, but. Wait a minute. I don't understand. There's a place called The Farm, and they keep cadavers there?
They keep, yeah, like dead bodies. Shit, we can Google it while we're on here. That's the beauty of the live podcast here.
But why? I mean, for what purpose?
There's a reason for it, but I can't remember. Why don't you talk about that, and I'm going to look up the Knoxville shit here.
Okay. There's some ads on the back of this one. Here's the Uptowner Inn. And it looks really cool. It looks very, you know, of its time. It has a crazy neon light. And it just sort of depresses me because most of these places are not there at all anymore. Most of them are parking lots or, you know, torn down to build something else.
Yeah.
I would really like to actually go around Augusta to all these addresses and see what's there now and see if any of them... I mean, none of the nightclubs are open anymore, obviously, but see if any of the original buildings are still there. I mean, I knew of a few other restaurants that my dad owned and or managed in Augusta, and none of them are still there, and they weren't even downtown. So, I don't know. Anyway, let's move on to the Augusta Guide, which was published by the money counterfeiter child pornographer. The cover has a guy in bell-bottoms and an ascot and, you know, typical 70s clothing. And it says, Jimmy McNair invites you for free booze at the Binan Lounge. See details inside. Okay. On the first page, inside cover, is the Cypress Lounge advertising entertainment nightly, Harry's Happy Hour, 2 p.m. to 7 p.m., Highball, 50 cents, Michelob and Frosted Mugs, 50 cents. Your favorite mixed drink, $1. And it has a sort of montage of topless women and women in bathing suits. And then there's a guy in there, but he's sort of faceless.
Yeah.
Have you found...
Oh, yeah. It's part of the University of Tennessee's Forensic Anthropology Center. I should have known that, but for some reason I was drawing a blank. Anyway, I guess it's I've never been. It's something that apparently is a rite of passage that everybody needs to go look through the body farm at least once.
The body farm?
Yeah, there's dead bodies everywhere apparently.
Is it called the body farm?
Yeah, they call it the body farm. Or at least, I don't know if the department officially calls it that, but everybody around campus calls it the body farm.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so Death's Acre, Inside the Body Farm. By Dr.
Oh,
Bill Bass.
Oh, wait, I think maybe
you've probably
heard of
this.
Is that where they put bodies out, like, in, you know, outdoor settings to study how they decompose?
And... Yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So,
that
like,
is fucked up.
Here's a dead body for you. Look at this fucking guy.
Wow. I'm sure he was a joy when he was alive.
Or actually, no, that's not a dead body. That's a fucked up triple homicide.
Well, killer. He looks like it, doesn't
he? Looks like a dead body. I bet this is a dead body. Yeah.
Well, it was a body at one point.
It was at some point. Close-up of a human femur and hip bone containing an artificial hip implant. Such orthopedic devices can help identify an unknown crime victim.
Yeah, I've heard about this. Well, I am fascinated with this now. I think we need to
I think that's a road trip.
One of our trips outside the perimeter. I mean, we're already planning on going to Tennessee at some point to go to the largest porn store in Tennessee.
That's in, where is that in? Memphis?
Nashville?
I
don't
can't
remember.
We'll find it.
Yeah.
Ooh, is that another body?
Oh, that's a body. All right,
yeah,
now
look.
Look
at that guy. Corpse 1-81 was an elderly white male. Yeah. Okay. Well,
okay,
anyway.
So there's, let's see. Here's an ad that says the medium is massage, and all the letters of the word massage have little hands coming out of them, and it looks very creepy. Ray's Steam Bath Hairstyling Studio Hair Weaving. So that sounds real classy. This is the second magazine, if I didn't say already, Augusta Guide, which doesn't have a date, but was around the same time. Now, there's something in here, and I think it's on this page, but here it is. There's a reference to my dad, and I'm going to read from this page because there's some typos, and a lot of it just doesn't make a lot of sense, so here we go. And remember, this is put out by a child pornographer / money counterfeiter. Augusta, 1954. Robert Dickens, known among his friends as Mr. Robert, opened the Alpine Club, where the Georgia now stands. His friendly demeanor and skillful eye for beautiful women in the cocktail waitress department have made his club an immediate success. In July of 1963, Mr. Robert moved his club to its present location on 7th Street, just around the corner from Broad. In transit, he was closed only one day and since then has been operating with capacity crowds. The Alpine is to the lounge business the same as the town tavern is to food. I think my dad managed the town tavern, too, actually. An institution. Augusta's leading businessmen and professional people have made this intimate and well-appointed club their favorite habitat. It does not hurt, of course, to have the reputation of having exceptionally beautiful women, as seen on these two pages, and these is spelled with two E's before the S.
That's excellent.
As cocktail waitresses. Rumor has it that you have truly arrived in the Augusta business community when Mr. Robert calls you by your first name. I didn't know that you could truly arrive in the Augusta business community.
Where
anyway,
is there to go?
Moving on. Something wild and new. The Midas Lounge in the Miles Motel has a rhythm wall. Look that up in your Margaret Sanger's. What the hell does that mean?
What's,
I have no idea.
What's
Margaret
a rhythm
Sanger.
Wall?
Okay, a rhythm wall was... it was like it played music and it like flashed lights and the girls danced to it.
Huh. Okay. Well, anyway.
Margaret Sanger invented the birth control pill.
Go.
That's all
okay,
I know
so,
about her. Did
all
she
right,
have like
so
a medical textbook?
Your, maybe.
I do not understand. I don't understand this. If somebody can explain this to me, please do. If you were around in the 70s.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't
Moving
know about
on,
that.
We're going to get to the part that's a refers to my dad. And some of the nicest, all new talent, personally cast and couched by Dicky Poo, go-go
couched,
gyrators
huh?
in town.
What about that?
Dicky Poo, that's my dad.
Dicky Poo, couch this in the
is,
talent.
This is my legacy, folks, or this is where I come from, I guess I should say. Open at 4 p.m., festivities begin at 8 p.m. The Midas has an adjacent dining room with definitely good groceries.
Yeah.
Well, now Rusty's just pointed out to me that we're going a little long here, and I guess we are. But goddamn, people, there is a lot of good material here. I mean, I haven't even gotten into the second magazine hardly. Well, anyway, I guess I need to wrap it up. I just want to read one other line here. Something fantastic happened at the Ship's Wheel. Bill Best has placed his exceptional good seafoods on an all-you-can-eat menu, including frog legs and boiled shrimp. And when you visit the lounge next door, and you can take your eyes off lovely Linda, you'll notice the computer bar.
So apparently Linda's not very sightly.
And I just want to mention the computer bar. Apparently this was a fad for about 6 months, where they had this computer thing where the bartender would push a button and it would automatically mix people's drinks. And it was supposed to be a way for them to keep accurate counts on inventory, but people didn't like it, so it didn't last.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of what is fun about going to a bar, especially if you're by yourself, is just chatting it up with the bartender, and also that the bartenders make different drinks with varying strengths for different people. If they don't like you, they're going to make you a shitty drink. And if
my mom was a bartender for a long time.
So I think that those machines take a lot of the personal element out of it.
I absolutely agree.
Anyway, so...
Okay, so I will scan some of these ads so that you can enjoy them. And I hope this has been educational. a little piece of Augusta, Georgia history. And we're going to close now, and we're going to leave you with another edition of We Weep for the Future.
Excellent.
Well, kids, it's time once again for another episode of We Weep for the Future. Oh. We're bringing you readings from awesomely bad MySpace profiles from teenagers, the future of our country. Today we have Becca, a 17-year-old female from Spartanburg, South Carolina. Her quote is, "You're everything, I'm nothing."
Yeah, that's pretty excellent.
I don't know what to think about
that. I don't have any idea what that's supposed to mean, so...
We'll move right along to a reading of her profile.
So here's where it starts. It goes, "Hi, I'm Becca. I'm 17 years old and finally a senior at Spartanburg High School. I live for the music. All kinds, but mostly just rock. I'm a huge Clemson fan and will be till the end."
Till the end. God.
"Death Valley is love. I have a big thing for jawbones and pretty eyes."
Wait, what the hell is that about Death Valley?
Death Valley is where Clemson is.
Oh, I thought...
Yeah. So it's not totally... That's not totally random.
I think Death Valley, California.
Yeah, like, well, and there's also like a Death Valley in Louisiana where LSU is as well. So there are a lot of Death Valleys floating around.
All right,
around.
Whatever. Okay, so moving right along, she has a big thing for jawbones.
"I have a big thing for jawbones and pretty eyes. Guitars are my favorite instrument, but drummers are my favorite. I love randomness, and I love to be carefree. I'm happiest when I'm that way. I'm truly a kid at heart. I love my bug. It's my life."
I thought music was her life.
Yeah, music was her life, she says. "I have the best friends in the world, and I wouldn't change them for anything. I love that sense of comfort you get when you're around people you love and who love you back." Sounds like an orgy. "I love long phone conversations that last for hours at a time."
All right, redundancies.
"I'm in a band, and I'm loving it. I admire people who stand up for what they believe in." And I should note here that that phrase was in a different font than everything else in her profile.
Different font, different color.
So apparently she wanted to highlight that she admires people who stand up for what they believe in. Which, you know, John and stuff. She said, "I love good movies. I love the rain. I never knew three simple words could change your life forever."
That is...
catastrophic, I'm even dysentery.
But yeah, that could change your life.
Yeah, that would change my life. "That is just until recently. I'm in love with beautiful sunsets."
What the fuck?
I almost wasn't able to read that without laughing. "Especially those in Charleston and Gaffney. I hate drive-thrus." The She hates drive-thrus so much that she had to emphasize it. Everything else is all positive and lovey-dovey, and then she hates drive-thrus. That's great. Let me start there. I hate drive-thrus and talking to those stupid boxes. I hate stereotypes, labels, prejudices, etc. They are worthless and a waste of time.
Begin with the redundancies.
I hate when people judge you because of your past. Wonder when she was judged for her past.
What happened in her past?
Triple homicide. People do make mistakes. It's a part of life. I'm a firm believer in living life to the very fullest. To me, life is what you make it. It's as simple as that. I like noises.
Noises?
What kind of noises do you like, Becca?
Who says that?
I love road trips and just driving for no reason at all. I love to be on the road headed to some place I know I love. Me and my bug with my best friends in the whole world. Life doesn't get much better than that. And that's Becca.
You can see Becca for yourself at myspace.com/Becker777. That's with the two C's.
Yeah, she's a real piece of work. And that concludes this segment of We Weep for the Future.
Stay tuned. There's plenty more material out there.